Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel.
That's my angel. That's my angel.
Yes, Angel. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Monday. I'll tell you another. Today is April Fool's Day, of course. Happy April Fool's Day to you guys. Hope you guys are enjoying you guys' April Fool's Day. Also, I know kids get out of school. I know kids get still on spring break. Some kids are on spring break still. People probably still on spring break. College store or going ready to go to school. Also, I know people going to work. People get off work or just off period today. But I say happy Monday to you guys. So you guys had an amazing weekend. I have it was a crazy weekend for me. It was a crazy week. Last week was a crazy weekend and week, so it was crazy. But I enjoyed myself, you know, enjoy myself as well. But also, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, you guys know. April isn't my birthday is in April, so it'll be a lot of different things, but of course, you know, my birthday is in April. I'm a Taurus, so yes, I'm a Taurus. So Taurus season almost here. You know, it's Aries season right now, but Taurus season almost here. But yes, my birthday is in April. I'm a Taurus, April, so yeah, not the May Taurus, I'm the April Taurus. So yes, my birthday is Sunday, so that's a blessing as well, but it's cool though, but yes. I'm a Taurus, April Taurus, yes. Birthday on Sunday. So, yes. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, man, enjoy. You know, also, I hope you guys join y'all Monday. Y'all make this amazing Monday. This beautiful Monday. But now, today we're going to talk about college women basketball. Man, it's some good games. College women basketball. Also, I'm going to talk about the NBA. Now, let's get into it a bit. Man, college women basketball is taking over this year. Like, they is taking over. Everybody in tune in. The women college basketball is March Madness. Everyone watching it. You see every tweet. Everybody talking about March Madness, the women's. Yeah, they talk about the men, but it's like more of the women. You know, the women taking over this year. And I love it. I really do love it. It's been some crazy games. That some teams upset, like the first seed, the second seed, the third seed. No, it's been some crazy games. And I really, really do enjoy it, watching these games, watching these tournaments, because it's showing you they not giving up. It's going to be a dogfight. It was crazy. But Friday's game, Indiana versus South Carolina, of course. South Carolina won. It was a close game. But South Carolina won 79 to Indiana 75. Shockingly, Stanford versus NC State. NC State upset the number 2 seed, the Stanford. So Stanford season over. Shockingly, so everybody thought, you know, Stanford was going to win this game. But nah, NC State won the game. Congratulations to them. 77 to 67. So it was a good game. It was a good game. But NC State won more. Saturday game. LSU versus UCLA. Good game. It was a nail biter. Do it all. But LSU, of course, won. Won the game 78 to UCLA 69, good game. They had Baylor versus UC UCSC. Game. It was a good game. It was a good game, but of course, man, Juju, she gonna be freshman all time this year. Like she putting on. Man, it's crazy. Juju, she a different breed. She a different breed. But I can't wait. No, I cannot wait. It was a good game, but you know, Juju number 74. Two Baylor 70. Good game. So that was a good game. Then yesterday game, of course, we had Oregon State versus South Carolina. Of course, South Carolina won 72. Oregon State 58. So they going to, I think they're going to the Final Four. So they're going to the Final Four. So that's congratulations to them. They're going to the Final Four. So they made history as well. So congratulations to the ladies. Also, NC State versus Texas. They surprising everybody. Everyone's shocked. Like, NC State is surprising everybody. It's shocking. Like, they on the road. They upset Texas, the number one seed. It's crazy, and I love it. You know, you never know. Team can upset different team, and I love it. So, of course, they won 76 to Texas 66. Then you got today's game. Of course, I can't wait for LSU versus Ohio. Kellen Clark. They play 6:15 today, so that might be good. That's going to be a good game. That's a rematch for March Madness. Of course, LSU won the chip when they faced each other last year. So that's going to be a good game. Yeah, UConn versus USC. So that's USC. That game will be good because, you know, we got Paige Becker and Juju Smith. That's going to be a good game. And I feel like that. Them two going to lead the game. No, Juju is a freshman. She is a freshman. And she put her team on her back, and I love it. And they play at 8:15 p.m. These are sisters, so 7:15 p.m. Eastern. Then you got 9:15 p.m. Eastern. So 7:15 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Eastern. So these games are good. I'm really enjoy it. These women basketball games gonna be, it'll be tough because you never know who's gonna win, and I love it. I really do. So we're gonna see what these teams about to bring it, because it's good. It's so good. You gotta get your popcorn ready. Have your popcorn ready, because these games might be so good, and you really gonna enjoy it and love it. So yeah, they about, so women basketball, you see all through my social media, I see them being talked about more than men. The women is is on the map, I would say. They is on the map. Cause team get upset, team first seed, whatever seed you at, it don't matter. Play the game, make sure you have mental toughness, and make sure you score, stuff like that. And don't look back. Keep having your foot on that paddle. So, when you ride a bicycle and stuff like that, you gotta keep paddle. You gotta keep paddling to the finish line. When they hit that clock, say, the fourth quarter, when the clock say, you got four quarters, first quarter, second quarter. Okay, that's the first half. Then you got the second half, third, fourth. When the fourth quarter do matter, that's when it's matter. That's when team come back, nowhere, making a run, making like 22-0 run, then the opponent team, making this run. And you gotta have that mental and also that mental toughness to order to win. So it's going to be tough, I know that. But fourth quarter and 0.00, that's when it's over and you move on to the next round. But teams can upset teams any way. It don't matter what seed you at. It all depends on how I'm going to perform, how I'm going to get my team over this team over the hump so we can move on. From this team, yes, this team good, but we even more better. You know, we more better. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your team as well. So, you got to put your all into it. You know, you got to put your all into it. So, don't be tough. Yes, don't be tough. But you got to keep pushing, keep on fighting. To the wheel, Father. to the wig fall off, to it's over with, to you the last team standing in this March Madness event, you know? Cause it's tough, man. It's tough. You competing with the best team. Team giving they all. Every team giving they all to you. Trying to knock you down because you the champ. Keep champs also putting on that work and stuff like that. They don't want to go home and show. This is why we don't repeat again. And stuff like that. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be mentally tough. You got to. If you want it, you got to go get it. Go get it. You know, go get it. Now, let's move on to the NBA, of course. The NBA, we went to our Friday game. We got the Clippers versus Orlando. Clippers, of course, won 100 to Orlando 97. You got the Lakers versus Indiana. Looked like it was a good game, but Indiana, of course, won 109 to Lakers 90. Then you had the Bulls versus the Nets. Of course, the Bulls lost 108 to Bulls had 108 to Nets 125. Good game. Then Saturday games. It's not that many games on Saturday. You have the Celtics versus the Pels. Man, Celtics, of course, 104 to Pels 92. They have the Grizzlies versus Orlando. Bounce back game for Orlando, of course, 118 to Grizzlies 88. They had the Bucks versus the Hawks. That was a good game, but the Bucks, of course, 122 to Hawks 113. Like a good game. But yesterday's game, like, game was. Like, team clutch like a playoff spot. Two teams in the West clutch playoff spot. So, let's get through this. Cavs versus the Nuggets, of course, the Champs won 130 to Cavs 101. They had the Clippers versus the Hornets. Okay, game, of course, Clippers, of course, won 130 to Hornets 118. They had the 76ers versus the Raptors. 76ers scores 135 to Raptors 120. Then you had the Heat versus the Wizards. Heat, of course, 119 to Wizards 107. Then you had the Lakers versus the Knicks. They got a bounce back game. You know, they lost, I think, Friday. Yeah, they lost Friday. And they got a dub. So, Lakers had 116 to Knicks 104. Then you had the Bulls versus Timberwolves. Bulls bounced back from a win. Like, it was a close game. Good close game. But it was good. Versus Timberwolves, but of course, Bulls 109 to Timberwolves 101. They had Dallas versus Rockets. Dallas snapped the Rockets on winning streak. I forgot how many wins they had. But Dallas, of course, snapped it. Dallas, of course, 125 to Rockets 107. And then the Warriors versus Spurs. Good game. Man, it came down to right, but of course, Warriors won 117 to Spurs 113. Good game. The Nets versus OKC. This game came down to the wire. Like I said, this came down to the wire. It's the last position. Who had the ball last? It came down to that wire. It came so close. It was a good game. But OKC pulled out the win. Pulled out the dub. So OKC, of course, 113 to Knicks 112. Good game. You had the Jazz versus the Kings. Kings, of course, 127 to Jazz 106. But tonight games, you got the Trailblazers versus Orlando, 6 p.m. They got the Celtics versus the Hornets, 6 p.m. They got the Grizzlies versus Detroit, 6 p.m. They got the Knicks versus the Pacers, at 6 p.m. They got the Hawks versus the Bulls, 7 p.m. They got the Suns versus the Pels, at 7 p.m. So it's some good games. It's some good game. Team coming down, like I said, it coming down to right now. Like, you got to put in that work. If you want to make it to the playoff, you got to put in that work. You know, you got to put in that work. Every game do matter. Very so. It do matter. You got key pattern. Like I said, you got key pattern. And make sure you have a good playoff position, place. And you don't have to worry about the play-in. It's like that. Play-in is like your third option. Your last option to get into the playoff. So that's your third option. But first, if you try to get, have home court advantage, that's everyone's goal. The second option is play on the road. That's the second option. Third option, last option is getting in through the play-in tournament. So, it'll be tough. But, of course, we got the number one seed in the East. We got the Celtics versus Boston, number one. Bucks, number two. Cavs, Knicks, Orlando, Pacers, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Knicks, Raptor, Hornets, Wizard, Detroit. Like I said, I don't know between the Wizard or Detroit. I don't know which one will end up in the 14th seed, the 15th seed. That's like a good challenge for both teams. But I don't know. And like I said, the West, it's kind of hard. The East. It kind of, it's tough and all that. Good. You already know who will make it to the West. But the East, my God, I keep saying the West. No, I like the West more than the East. I see. But, you know, the East, it's like, you already know, like, what team going to make it. Like, really, really going to make it. But, shockingly, this, in the East, I got Orlando. It's shocking the world because they finally in the playoff. Like, they're in the playoff now. In the fifth seed, of course. The fifth. But they in the playoff. You know, they in the playoff. Also, Indiana as well. They in the playoff. So, it's going to be tough. It's going to be challenging. But, I really, really do enjoy it. Because, like I said, it's do or die now. It's like, it's do or die to make it. Okay, cool. If we only have home court advantage, cool. It's the second option. Okay, we can play on the road. We know we can beat these teams. Well, I'm saying we play again. We know we can beat them. Third option. Okay, cool. Our final option is we play through the play-in tournament and get our way into the playoff spot. So, and beat the odds and stuff like that. So, That's the option. That is an option. But in the West, OKC and Nuggets, the champs Nuggets, them two did clutch a playoff spot because the Timberwolves, of course, lost against Chicago Bulls. And how OKC got first seed because, you know, they're on a 2-1 streak. So that's how OKC got the first seed. But the champs, of course, Nuggets got the second seed. So, it's going to be tough. But, OKC is shocking everyone in this world. But, yeah, number one, OKC, champs, Nuggets. Number two, Timberwolves, Clippers, Dallas, Pels, Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzly, Trailblazers, Spurs. Like I said, I think that was Friday. I said it can go either both ways. Like, teams can shoot up like that. Like, shoot up, like, very, 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 very fast. And so, like, I really did call it, like, the West. Never know. It's like, teams go up. Like I said, in the West, like, teams can go up. Like, keep on winning. And then they can, you know, stay constant, you know. And then go down very, very fast. It's like, it's a do or die. You know, it really is a do or die. Because you got to win these games. Because teams are on the neck, on your neck and stuff like that, trying to clutch that final spot, you know, that final spot. But luckily, the Warriors and the Lakers is, you know, clutch, you know, they win their games like that. Because, like teams are fighting, I would say, the 9th and the 10th seed, because when you win, you know, if you win, you're in the play-in tournament. You know, you're in the playoff tournament. 9th and 10th seed face off each other. How win, face the loser and the 7th or the 8th seed, the loser. And it can be tough. It can really, really be tough. It can be challenging. But you got to want it more. You got to want it more. And you want it badly. And you don't want your season over with. That's the best. That's the beauty of the NBA. It's still really, really, really the beauty and the best of it. And you gotta enjoy, like, every game. And you gotta take it. You gotta take these games and enjoy it. Take a game at every step of the day. Every time you got a game to play, you know, flush the, you know, the game you won or lost. Flush it. Focusing on next. If you got a back-to-back game, it's different. Cause you got a back-to-back game. If you're in the NBA, because say you play yesterday, you got to flush that. If you want, you got to flush that and get ready for tomorrow's game. And can, yeah, your body will be sore and stuff like that, but you got to do what you got to do, you know. Nobody can stop you. If you want to make it, like I said, I feel like the 10th and the 9th seed, that's when everyone's fighting for it. Like, only team, like, it's the Rockets and Warriors and Lakers. They're the only two teams that really, really fight. Excuse me. Really, really fighting for. Laker can catch up with the Suns. They can, they keep winning. Like I say, through my game, and then the Suns lose, they can take the eighth seed, like that. So every team do got a chance, but it's like it's a do or die now. It's like a do or die, because it's coming down to the wire for the season over with. The season almost over with. To my record season, I apologize. The record season almost over with. We in April, so it's a do or die now. So you gotta take it how you wanna take it and keep on pushing. Don't let nobody stop you. So keep on pushing, keep on grinding, and stuff like that. Cause it's gonna get harder. It's gonna get really, really harder. And you gotta have that mental toughness. You gotta have it. Cause that playoff a whole totally different animal, you know. And you got days off in the playoff. Yes, you do have game one day off, and then you play the next game and stuff like that in the playoff. It can be tough, it can be challenging and stuff like that, but that's what you want it for. You don't want to be on your couch and stuff like that, sitting on your couch and stuff like that. You don't want to do that. You just want to play the game and be the last team standing and hold that Lombardi trophy at the end of the day. That's your goal, that's what you're gonna go for and stuff like that. So, yeah, of course, before we go, I take the breath in. Let it out. Take another breath in. Let it out. God for yourself first. That's what you're saying. Salute to you guys. God for yourself. It's never an interracial with kids. Salute to you guys. God first, kid for yourself first. Shout out to the single parents out there doing y'all big ones. Salute to you guys. God for yourself first. Never an interracial with no kids. Salute to you guys as well. I always say this. Shout out to everyone overseas, love. Shout out to everyone in the U.S., love. Love y'all still so much. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, subscribe to YouTube channel. Of course, follow on Wisdom. Have not been live lately on Wisdom, but it's cool though. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, tell everybody that you know about Shutdown Podcast. Tell eight people about Shutdown Podcast. And let everybody know, you know, go check out season one, go check out season two, go check out season three. We're still in season four. Season four almost about to be a wrap, like wrapping up very, very soon, very, very slowly. But like I said, go check it out. Tomorrow, it'll be a good topic tomorrow. I know this, because, you know, I'm not going to spoil it. But just know tomorrow will be a good topic to talk about, discuss. So, yeah. So I can't wait. I cannot wait. So I always say this, shout out, like I said, I love you guys so much. I also want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also enjoy you guys' lovely Monday. Enjoy. Always say this, if nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your guys' day. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Shytown Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.